Chapter 30. Story from the Holdfast Media News Desk in New York. Are bees on strike? Bee populations have been dropping for decades, and the decline has continued to worsen. In the United States alone, honeybee populations have declined by nearly 50% since the 1940s, and there is evidence that this decline is occurring in other parts of the world as well. Scientists are still trying to figure out the exact cause of the dramatic decrease in bee populations, but there is consensus that a combination of factors are at play. The effects of the decline in bees have been widespread and can be seen in crops that rely on pollination by bees. Without bees to pollinate them, some crops simply won't produce. In some parts of the world, the effects of the decline in bees are even more dire. In some parts of India, for example, when bee populations decline, the entire economy can suffer due to decreased crop production. Due to the importance of bees to the agricultural industry, scientists and beekeepers alike have been scrambling to find out what is causing the rapid decline in bee populations. One of the theories that scientists have been exploring is the use of pesticides and insecticides, such as neonicotinoids, which are widely used in agriculture. Neonicotinoids are applied to the soil and taken up by the plant, and they can kill or impair bees that come into contact with the treated plants. Some melittologists, experts who study the life of bees, have described the effects of pesticides and neonicotinoids as a form of torture for bees because the chemicals make the insects vulnerable to parasites that consume them from the inside out. Another factor that has been highlighted as a possible cause of the decline in bee populations is the prevalence of monocultures. Monocultures are characterized by the cultivation of a single crop, and when this is done on a large scale, it can limit the variety of flowers and plants available for bees to feed on, as well as reducing the amount of available nesting sites for bees. Monocultures within bee populations are also a serious problem. It's estimated that there are roughly 2 trillion bees on Earth, but the diversity of the bee has declined rapidly over the last 50 years, with just a handful of species favored for industrial food production. Temperature changes have also been identified as a possible cause of the decline in bee populations, as bees tend to be more active in warm weather and can suffer during cold weather. In addition, parasites such as varroa mites have been linked to the decline in bee populations in some areas. However, this is extremely unfortunate news that most of us are already familiar with. In recent weeks, a new phenomenon has materialized: their disappearance. One beekeeper, who asked to remain anonymous and who has been in the business for over 40 years, summed up the frustration that many beekeepers feel. "It's like they're on strike or something. We don't understand what's happening." This situation appears to have been repeated in a number of countries around the world. Scientists and beekeepers alike are still searching for answers as to why bee populations have basically stopped doing what farmers and crop attendants have become used to over the last few decades. Some have attempted to release the bees into designated areas, but the bees seem to refuse to enter those areas. Some beekeepers are doing what they can to support bee populations by scaling back operations, planting wildflowers, and providing nesting sites for bees, but this doesn't seem to be enough. This new issue has representatives from different areas of the agricultural industry sounding the alarm. Roughly a third of all food consumed by humans originates from plants that are pollinated by bees. If certain crops aren't pollinated, massive food shortages will start to disrupt the global food supply and prices will skyrocket. Content research and citations. Select GIA data sources.